music station.
Kiss 92.5.
Okay, so we promised we'd have a special guest, and we do. Joining us from right here in Toronto as he gets ready for his big show later on tonight, Justin Bieber. How you doing, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I am good. Welcome home.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back.
Does it feel good to be home, and does this feel like home to you?
It does. Toronto definitely seems like home. I mean, I grew up in Stratford, Ontario, but, like, Toronto seems like home when I'm back here. You know, I'm always, you know, taking everybody out to Tim Hortons and Swish LA and all that stuff.
How long are you going to be here?
I will be here for about a week.
So you're going to actually spend Christmas in Canada?
I'm going to spend Christmas here in Canada, yeah.
Lot of tweets, and the hashtag was Bieber on Kiss. What is your Christmas tradition? Uh-huh. What do you do? What does a Christmas Eve and a Christmas morning look like for Justin Bieber?
Well, Christmas Eve is my grandmother's birthday, and I spend Christmas Eve with my mom's side of the family because my mom and dad split up. And then on Christmas Day, I've always just been with my dad, so it's been pretty cool, you know, just... every year I get two Christmases.
The new CD is Mistletoe, and I'm wondering why Christmas? Why did you decide to break into the Christmas side of things instead of making a regular album?
Well, first of all, I mean, I wanted to do some more for charity, and I thought there's nothing better than doing it around the holiday season. So, you know, I thought doing a Christmas album and giving the proceeds from the Christmas album to charity, I thought that would be, you know, a cool way to be able to give back. And, you know, we were able to help food banks all across the nation and you know, the Believe Charity Drive, which is includes, like, a bunch of different charities worldwide. So it was just a cool thing I wanted to do.
The collaborations are pretty amazing. I mean, you've got Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey and Busta Rhymes and the band Perry.
Yeah.
Who set all that up? Did you actually organize it, or did they come to you?
Well, here's the thing. We had talked about doing some collaborations with these different artists in the past, but, you know, it just never happened. So, and especially like Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, who have had amazing Christmas albums, I wanted to be able to have them on my Christmas album to basically, you know, be like, yeah, I really, you know, I mess with this kid, and he has, you know, a good Christmas album.
Tonight's a big night for you because you've got the show here in Toronto, but then you're also doing two different TV appearances. TLC has got This Is Justin Bieber, and then you're on the Home for the Holiday special. So I guess the PVR is going to be going overtime tonight?
I think so, man. I'm just here for the holidays, just going to be with family and friends, and wanted to show my Canadian people some love.
And what about New Year's Eve? I heard you're going to be in New York.
New Year's, I'll be in New York. I'm going to be doing the little event in New York with Ryan Seacrest and Dick Clark.
A little event, yeah. So little.
Yeah, it's little thing.
The biggest thing in the world on New Year's Eve. Can I ask you a couple Twitter questions from your fans?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead, man.
What do you want for Christmas?
Man, I don't really have any desires. I mean, I just want to be with my family. That's all.
Okay. Bethany asked on Twitter, now that you can pretty much afford to buy yourself anything you want, do the people who buy for you have a hard time finding Christmas presents?
Yeah, but they're always creative, you know. I like when people are creative, and I like things that are, like, handmade and stuff like that, so that's always good to get.
Stuff that money can't buy.
Stuff that money can't buy, you know.
Cool. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? I like Home Alone.
Okay. Another question here. Do you prefer presents on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve?
You know, you're all, on Christmas Eve, you're always asking for, you know, presents early. So it's always like a build up. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you wake up Christmas morning and you have all those presents under the tree, that's a special time.
Somebody wants to know if you're going to have a chance to connect with your buddy Drake while you're in town.
Yeah, I don't think he gets in town for a couple of days, but when he gets to town, yeah, we'll definitely hang out.
Okay, cool. What's next for you? Will there be another tour? Will you come back to Toronto? That's a popular question on Facebook today.
I will be back. I will be back to Toronto soon. You know, I'm going to be here for a little bit, so, but then I'm going to go record my album. I'm probably going to record some of it here, so, yeah.
Anything you're looking forward to doing while you're in town?
I'm looking forward to Tim Hortons.
Tim Horton, you really are a coffee guy, aren't you?
I just like Tim Horton. I like their bagels and their ice caps.
Do you actually walk into the Tim Hortons and order it yourself?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, what's the look on the girl's face or the guy's face when you walk in and order a bagel and a double-double?
But here's the thing, like, half the time, like, I'll just have a hoodie or something, but, like, half the time it's just, like, so quick and things. They're not expecting me to walk in there, so for all they know, I could just be a kid that looks like Justin Bieber. So a lot of times it's pretty chill.
Okay, cool. Finally, tonight is the show that you're doing in Toronto at Massey Hall. For anyone who's going to the show, what can they expect?
Oh, man, it's so laid back, and there's nothing. I mean, it's so laid back. We're just doing songs, and there's not even really a set list. We're just kind of going in there and doing some fun stuff.
Okay. What's your favorite song on the Mistletoe album?
Under the Mistletoe, my favorite song on there, I like Follow Out, and I like a bunch of them, but Follow Out is probably one of my favorites.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you so much for calling into Kiss 92.5. It was awesome to talk to you, and we're really glad to have you home. I mean, it's nice to see you go around the world and be as successful as you are, but we do appreciate it when you come back. So congratulations and lots of success for 2012.
Much love, man. Thank you so much.